we have to stop.
Kadesh Urchatz Karpas Yachatz. We have a lot to do. We have a lot of learning to do. Everybody in the household, women and children, do lamasa drink arba koses. Even though we spoke yesterday, maybe they're not chayav. Hishka mehen, according to Tosis, one side is that maybe they're not mechuyev, but they all do. And Kiddush is the first of the arba koses. It's brought down a minhag, a custom that some have, that even if all year round the Baal HaBayit makes Kiddush and everybody listens and is yotze, Pesach night everybody says over the Kiddush word for word, holding the kais as if they'd be making Kiddush.
All the whole house.
The whole household. Everybody sitting and saying Kiddush.
Word by word.
As a matter of fact, Ashkenazim bring this minig. Rav Avadi Yosef also brings the minig. He says, "Yesh Nagim." There are some people that have such a custom that everybody in the household says the Kiddush together with the Baal HaBayit. No, come.
What's the reason?
So this is what we're going to discuss. What's the reason? So again, yeah, Maishal, come. We have to witness.
You're not saying that you can motzi another guy?
I'm saying normally Kiddush is normally one guy does and everybody listens in his yaitza. For some reason there is a minig, and it's not just obviously a side custom of a few people, because I see everybody brings it down, everybody, including Rav Avadi Yosef, brings yesh nod, and he holds that it should be done that way. He holds better that the Baal HaBayit should do it. He says, but Lania's Dait, he says, I'd rather you do it this way, but brings Yesh Noagim this minute. Where does this minute come from? Why would there be such a thing? So I want to say a pshat. And the reason why I want to say this pshat, because it gives you a whole insight into the connection between Arba Kaisis, Kiddush, the first cup. The connection. It's Kiddush, is it Arba Kaisis? What identity does it take on, this first kais? So I want to begin with a Chazayin Ish, a chidush, very famous thing from the Chazayin Ish, a shaylan, a psak, in Simin Chof Tes, Seif Aleph, or a chayim. The Chazayin Ish has a question. Simin Chof Tes, Seif Aleph. There's a halacha called Shemeya Ka'ina. Shemeya Ka'ina. Listening is like speaking. Listening is like speaking. Which means that if someone else makes Kiddush, I can be yoytzer the Kiddush with that someone else. Ask the Chazayin Ish, what is Shemeya Ka'ina? Is it Ke'ayna, which means it's as if
you said it.
Ke'aynu, that when he says it, when the person who's saying the Kiddush is saying it, so now we consider it as if I said it. Shemeya Ke'ayna, considered, but it's not that I said it, it's considered. I'm Yoytzer. Shemeya Ke'oina. Ke. It's not Mamish Oina, but it's Ke'oina. Or the Pshat is, no, that it's Mamish Oina, which means those words are my words. Yeah? I'll give you an example. If let's say someone make Kiddush in Sfardi, and I'm Ashkenazi, so we can come and say that, you know something? I made Kiddush in Sfardi. Why? Because those words are my words. I wasn't yoytza with a Sfardi. I'm yoytza meaning those words are my words. Whatever it is, I'm just giving an example just so you should hear it. Whatever. It's, you should hear the Miftah. It's as if those words are my words, okay? Or the Pshat is, no, it's not those words are my words, but I'm yoytza with his words. Says the Chazon Ish, a proof that the words themselves become my words. Because when you make Kiddush, you're not just saying words, you're saying words on a kais, ala kais. The Kiddush is the words on the kais. Hu Adin, he says, let's see, when you read the Megillah, it's not just saying words, I'm reading from the Megillah. If it's just that the words I'm yaitza with, yeah, but I didn't have the ala kais. So the pshat is, it's as if the other person is me.
Being as if the other guy is holding the kais up.
Exactly. That's what the Chazanish wants to say. That Shemeh Ka'ina must be more than just he said and it's for me. Because then it wouldn't work for Kiddush. Now, but Mechilat,
I don't understand.
He said very simple. When you make Kiddush, Shemeh Ka'ina can mean that those words I'm yaitza with. Yeah, but those words are not going to help me for having Kiddush ala kais. Those words have to be said ala kais. Those words have to be said al hakais. It's not just mamish like though, like I said.
He's the guy who said
exactly. Now I'll tell you the honest truth. I don't really understand this Chazanish, and I'll tell you why.
Can I ask you something?
Can I just finish first? Let me just, and I'll explain to you. I have to finish first. Let me just understand what I want. I feel that actually it's not a contradiction. What does that mean? There's no halacha of the words ala kais, but rather it has to be these words that were said ala kais.
Meaning there's no deal, you have to hold the cup in your hand?
Exactly.
As long as there's a kais there.
As long as these are words that were said, ala kais, maybe that's good enough. Why does the Chazon Ish feel that it has to do with the act of holding the kais while I'm saying those words? Maybe it has to be words that were said, ala kais.
Put it on the table of the kais and just say it like that.
No, that's not what I want. That's not what I want. Yes, it's holding, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying a fine line. You're right, the words have to be ala kais. But it's because that these words must have the act of ala kais that's where the problem is. Or it's the type of words that were said ala kais make Kiddush.
Maybe I have a little right to this, because it says that if the Baal HaBayit does not common other people, so what should you do, or you want to be yes? He says, look at the cup and make Kiddush yourself quietly, without offending him.
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
We're going to discuss a little bit of that. We have to discuss that. But this is the famous Chazon Ish. Famous Torah from the Chazon Ish. Whenever a person picks up a kais and he says, Kiddush ala kais, or thou should know that if someone's being yaitza, it has to be that he is saying it like I'm saying it, because otherwise there would be no din ala kais.
So he's kasha?
I'm saying it's who said. Maybe it's not like those words I'm on. And it's actually that I'm yaitz with those words. And those words are good enough for me, because it doesn't mean that my Kiddush has to be ala kais.
So maybe doesn't want that it should be next of the Shemeh saying it, and after picking you don't need the kais.
No. You need ala kais. The kais just makes the words that they're Kiddush words. So what's wrong if he held the kais? Who says I have to hold the kais?
As long as these words were said on a Kiddush kais.
On a Kiddush kais.
And I heard those words.
And I heard those words. That's a Kiddush.
That's right.
That's what I'm asking. Who said the Chazon Ish? Chazon Ish brings a raya from this, and I don't see the raya. Now, Kapanim is what the Chazon Ish wants to say. Okay. Says the Chazon Ish, I have another raya. The first raya was raya from Svarim more. You know, I see. Says the Chazon Ish, it's a Mefurish Taisus in Kuf Tes Amid Beis in Psach, because it says in the Taisus, Liyichus Leinar BeKaisus. Says Taisus, what's four cups of wine? I'm this whole family. Taisus, the first Taisus, four cups of wine. Mishnah says we should get. What happened to his family? What, he's a bachelor? There's nobody in his family? Maybe. Maybe he's an Ani. Whenever a person's an Ani, to that extent, he can't get married and have a family. Maybe that's the pshat. But Tais doesn't learn like that. Tais says maybe even if he has a family, all we give him is what?
Only four.
Four cups of wine. Says Tais, why? Because possibly not everybody's mechuyev to drink. As long as one drinks, the balabas, he's might see everybody. Wow. Says the Chazon Ish, if the fact that you can be might see somebody with the drinking of the wine, meaning that one guy makes the bayabriya guffin and drinks, and that's good for everybody. So behechecha means that the other person is like me. Yes and no.
One more time, Rabbi, please.
The fact that Tais is a havamina, that the other person, the balabas, could make kiddush for me and drink the arba kaisis and I'm finished, I don't have to do anything, is a raya.
It's not much.
That it's like as if I'm that me and him are the same.
It's not only you only say kiddush.
So my question is, what is his raya from?
It's not that you didn't have to drink, you drank.
What is his raya from? Now, L'chaira, Taisus isn't bringing a raya from the Lakais. Taisus bring a raya further from the Shtiyat. Right? In other words, could be the sugya of shtiyah is really not negated to shamei koinah. Shamei koinah, the question is if those words are my words. But that has nothing to do with the drinking. It says that you only have four cups. Says the Taisus, what after the family? Answers the Taisus, it's good enough that he makes kiddush and I'm yaitza.
This is Shita or Tzavamina?
This is Taisus. Taisus says from the Gemara, from the Mishnah, it would imply that you don't have to have each one his own cup. The question is, but they're not drinking Dalek Kaisus. The answer is, says Taisus, that one is making the Dalek Kaisus and everybody else is being Yaitz. So what is the Chazon Ish trying to prove from that? That one person can make and the other ones are yaitz. But the truth is, the sugya of Taisus is not about kiddush and the alakais of kiddush. The sugya of Taisus is what? The get to the shtiyah shabbai. You can't come and tell me that the shtiyah.
He did.
So what are the people yet?
It's a huge drink.
It's as if you drank, they drank,
no,
you drank.
Come out.
That's his strength.
I'm asking. I mean, that's the Chazish wants, no? You don't think so? Again, I mean, there's not to think so. That's what it says in Taisus. What it says in Taisvot is, that since one person could do for you, so you know, obviously, there's a din of whatever it is, shlichus. Says the Chazon Ish, you see clearly that not only the words are mesiachis. What is the raya from Taisvis? What is the raya?
A drink for you.
What? Oh, to drink. I thought you asked me if I want a drink, and the answer is yes, I do want a drink. But that's the end of it. Yeah, but it's plain water. Oh, you know what? You know what? I'm not going to drink the water from here anyway.
It's
clean, yeah, filter clean. Okay, just give me some water. I'm tired.
Or I can drink for you.
Oh, yes. So that here, now. Oh, okay. So the question is, the raya is that you could drink for me, right? So what does this have to do with really how Shemei Koina works? Could you tell me how Shemei Koina works with that? I mean, that's not really Shemei Koina, right? Not really. Shemei Koina is different. The words. And maybe the words are lakais, but the drinking is irrelevant to that.
In other words, can a person make a bracha on tefillin and also put on the tefillin for you?
That's right. That's a chanak, right?
Right.
That part we're not discussing.
Right.
And the fact that the Chazon Ish brings a raya, so teaches me one of two things. Either it teaches me, yes, it is has to do with Shemei Koina, or the Chazon Ish learned that the shtiyah is not the ikr, but rather the chiyav is what? The bracha on the kais, and not the shtiyah, like the Briskarov says that the ikar is the shtiyah. Okay? Good. That's what it says here. If Reb Chazanish brings a proof from this Tosis, he must have understood that it's not the what. It's not the
Shtiyah.
Rather, it's the Brach.
Okay. What, so the bracha on the four cups is the ikar, not the drinking?
Yeah.
You drink yourself.
Any hold like that, by the way. It's a big nidai. Okay, now. Philip Brisker, everybody held that one.
What's the
Chazanish says, you see from Tosfos that.
Yeah,
I'm asking, but that Tosfos is talking about the drinking. And the answer is, Chazanish didn't learn the Tosfos talking about drinking. Tosfos is talking about being Yoitz, the Kiddush Alakais, and Haggad Alakais, and like Kiddush. So you see, Shemei Kaino works for the Kais. It's as if I held it. The Briskarav held that the Iker is the Shtiyah, so there's no Raya from this Tosfos to what Chazanish is talking about. If the Iker is the Shtiyah, then this is not neged what you're talking about. You're talking about Shemei Kaino, you're talking about something else. Shemei Kaino means if those words are mine, so therefore when you held the cup, it's as if you that I held the cup. But that has nothing to do with me eating and drinking. The drinking that you're drinking as if I drank has nothing to do with Shemei Kaino, right? There's no halacha of shoysa ki yotza, you know, there's no such thing, right? What is that?
The door.
There's no halacha of shemeya ka'ina on a mice, that his mice is my mice from shemeya ka'ina, right? So the fact that the Chazanish does bring the raya from there, so it's either one of two things. Either that proves that this tais is about shemeya ka'ina, or it proves that this sugya, according to the Chazanish, is not about drinking. It's rather about what?
Brach.
The bracha lakos.
But you have to drink with it.
Now, according to this,
what does he want to prove anyway? From Tosfos.
He wants to see from Tosfos. He see that the mice go from him to him. How could it be? And the answer is because Shemea Kaina works, it's as if he mamish did it. Okay. Now I'm asking like this. It says the Chazanish. Mere fact that we do see someone can be mighty me a Kiddush. So you see clearly that not only the words are make me be Yitzah, but the words are mine and the Alakais becomes mine also. What would be the other way around? Let's say they're your words. Right? Meaning you saying the Kiddush, and those words become my words. And I hold a kais. Yes, you like my question? If the logic works...
It depends on you.
Of course it depends. But let's understand what we're saying. You know, it's like this. The other way around would work. You know how the other way would work? That if the pshat is those words are my words, so then a kais would be a problem. Why? Because you're holding the kais.
And you're saying the words.
And you're saying the words, and they're my words, so it's as if me is you. But my holding the kais won't help anything. But if the pshat is, I'm being yoitza with the words. I'm being yoitza with the words. Stop pshat, those words are my words, and therefore the ala kais that you're doing is like I'm doing. So then it can be good if I hold it. Yoitza with your words, and I'll hold it. What's wrong with that? I hold that that's where the two minhag come from.
That'll be good also then.
It depends on what you're learning. If you're learning the Chazanish, then I can't hold it. What am I holding? You're making the words, and it's as if I'm doing it, and you're doing the holding on those words. But maybe if I hold it, it's not going to help you because I'm not doing the words. I, my body. So that's the two stud. Pesach night. Right, I pick up the cup. Pesach, I pick up the cup. Yeah, you're making the Kiddush. I'm being yitz with your Kiddush. So by me picking up the cup, it won't help me anything. So therefore, the minig is that you should make the Kiddush also. What's wrong? Don't know what I'm talking. If let's say you make Kiddush, you're being Yaitzini. So what am I being Yaitzu with? Those words that you're saying, I am being Yaitzu with, but you said the words? Or it's more, what you said is as if I said it. Said the Chazaynish HaKiddush, from the fact that the cup also gets brought to me, so it must be not that I'm Yaitz with those words, because I didn't hold any cup. That's the Chazaynish. Now, I disagree with that in concept. I don't know why it should be that way. It's not possible to say that. I didn't hold the cup, and I'm still Yaitz, because the words that were said on a cup is good enough. For some reason, Chazaynish doesn't want to learn like that. Okay? Now, I'm asking you, let's say that's true. I want to ask you something else. Would it work according to the Chazaynish if I held the cup? You know what? I'll alleviate the whole problem. You say the words and I'll hold the cup. Let's do it that way. Would that work? So it depends. According to the Chazaynish, it can't work. Why? Because since you're the one that's saying the words, to the extent that the kais is
also Mesiachis to the Shemeya.
Mesiachis to the Shemeya.
He's it has to be the one doing it.
So it has to be that you're doing it.
Right?
Masha'en King.
Can you close the mouth?
Huh?
Can you close the mouth?
I don't know. So that's a very nice Shailor.
So do you what?
Could you fuse them together? Could you make your words my mice? I don't know.
Isn't there one problem?
The Chayra. The next step is probably
he won't be able to be Yotze because he doesn't have the Kais.
That's what I'm telling you. And the
Rebbe could be Yotze with his words by holding the Kais, but he won't be able to be Yotze.
It has to be a Surah of Kiddush, right? Can't be that. It can't be I'm going to be mighty other people with this Kiddush and then I'm not going to have it.
Because if he's Amir is Mavish, I'm saying it, I'm holding the cup also.
You're holding the cup also. So it's your Amira with your holding the cup. So my only cup is nothing. But if the Taich is, I'm never having any way the mices that go with it. All I'm using, I'm making Kiddush by using your words. Maybe I can hold the cup while you
make
Kiddush for me. Maybe that's the machlokes.
You guys
are lucky.
That's
the idea.
It's Mustafa.
Forget about Mustafa. This is the two days. Either the pshat is that I can be yoitz with your kiddush while I hold the cup. Memela, what Mela Watnu, Ilan?
Right.
So that he makes kiddush and I'm yoitz, and that's the derech ha'olam. Most people do it that way. But then if the other sheet doesn't make sense. How could you make kiddush and I hold the cup? Doesn't make sense. That's no such thing. Now, what's wrong if I use your cup? So, okay, you know what? You're right. My cup is nothing. I'll use your cup. I'm not drinking your cup. I'm drinking my cup for the dollar crisis. The mailer, they have a minute that they also want. Say it.
I don't know why me holding my own cup passes that guy's shlishes for me.
It doesn't possible. It can't make that my cup becomes a kiddush cup. Because my cup was being held while he was making kiddush, not while I was making kiddush.
Do they do this every Shabbos also?
You don't need it every Shabbos. Every Shabbos you could drink the other guy's kiddush. You could drink the balabas. You don't have to have your own kiddush.
Oh, whereas over here, the problem is
you need this cup should be a kiddush cup. You're drinking it. You have to drink four the whole cups. Cup. You drink four cups.
Ready? If this guy is drinking the kiddush,
you can say more. You can say, no one even needs to hold anything. So let one guy take it, do it. You don't even have to drink anything. It's like a bottle of vodka.
That's right. Who says you have to hold anything? Where does it say you have to hold anything?
See, it comes out. The other
right.
You don't even have to drink.
That's right. You know who says this? Tysus. That's what he's saying in Tysus. It's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. It's exactly what he's doing in Tysus. It's exactly what the Chazaynish, the mechanics of the Chazaynish and Taisus. He says, "An chanami, they don't have to drink. You take care of it for me."
Wow.
Right, the Chiddush, huh? Now I have a different question. So if you're going to paskin that one guy is saying Kiddush, yeah. Let's say you paskin one saying Kiddush, and you're talking Yoitz with that one because it's as if he made Kiddush out of his kais. Do I have to bechlal hold my kais?
Oh, what's the shadow?
let's say now I am being yoitz. Let's say not like the Chazanish. You could do a thing like this. You could have my kiddush cup, yeah, my kiddush cup with your kiddush. Maybe, yeah. If you don't hold like the Chazanish, maybe there's such a thing called, meaning if you're saying not like the Chazanish, you can come out that a person can make kiddush and I can hold the cup. What's wrong with that? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, very interesting psak halach, brings down over here, interesting psak, that what happens if a person tak is being yoitz with the balabos, afal pike, he used to make them, everybody pick up the cup during kiddush. So the reason I would have expected is because that's how you can make kiddush. You could have his kiddush with my kais, and that turns into kiddush. But that's not what he says. He says the reason for his, I guess it's his grandfather, he's writing over stuff with his grandfather here. He writes that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that they should hold the kais. Why? You hear? Leman das, shizel kais ha kiddush shalahem. They should understand that they're making kids. Otherwise, they just think they're drinking a fourth cup. I hear that it's a nice rayon, but I'm saying that l'chayra, you could have said shtark. Maybe because that's how you make kiddush. This turns into a kiddush cup by having kiddush ala kais. That's how you have the kiddush. He says it, and I'm holding it.
There's one problem. What does he do in this time?
Obviously, he holds a kosher.
The what?
He holds a kosher.
He holds. Yeah, but I'm saying you're starker. Yeah, I understand. You don't need anything. I hear. Yeah, but that's a chiddush. I mean, why did you say? Since you want it to be a kiddush cup, what's wrong with that? Unless he held, you can't make a kiddush like that. And I don't really know why you have to go so far and say it should look like. Forget what it looks like. It should be. Unless he held, you don't have to hold the cup for it. This would also make it into a kiddush cup. Maybe he held that if I put a kiddush cup in front, like he said, and I look at it, that makes it into a kiddush cup. And the only thing is, we want you to hold it, you should realize that it's a kiddush cup. Maybe. So you're going to do that in your house? They're going to have everybody hold the cups? You hear?
But we're doing that. Everybody holding and one saying.
And one saying. Shlomo Zalman said, it's a custom. That's what he's telling you to do. He's telling you to do that. Everybody should pick it up. And he says, a svara. What's the svara? Because like this, if that happens, everybody knows that it's kiddush.
And on Shabbos, when people take small cups.
That's nothing. You're being yoitzu with his kiddush. Shabbos, you don't have to drink. You're yoitzu with his kiddush.
Why is he not like that? In Pesach?
Because you have to drink arba kais. You have to drink
arba kais. You have to drink arba kais.
Shabbos is no chiyuv. Kiddush is no chiyuv.
Right, so in time of kiddush, why should the second guy should pick it up?
So that's what I explained to you. Either you learn because you want to make it into a kiddush cup, and you could do that. Can I have it? You say, and I'm making a kiddush cup? Maybe. And he's saying it's a different reason. The reason is that anyway, it's a kiddush cup. That's what it's mashed in his words. And like what he said, because if it's on the floor, it's on the table, I mean, and I look at it, that's good enough to make it into a kiddush cup.
It's heker.
He's just saying for heker, says the Rebbe Shlomo Zalman. I mean, I would have said shtarka. I would have said that the reason is the taka becomes a kiddush cup that way. You could say, and I hold it, it turns into a kiddush. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman's plan. Now, I just want to say an interesting thing. It would come out that by Birchas HaMazon, and everybody should also hold their own kais, no? If you have to make Birchas HaMazon ala kais, and you want that the kais should become a Birchas HaMazon kais, so that everybody should hold it. And I would say it's a good idea. I would say that's a good idea. And a chanami. See, you do that? Everybody hold their kais?
The third cup?
Yeah. I don't know.
I do that in my house.
You do it? Good. So I can just tell you that Shlomo Zalman in his house didn't do that. And he writes in the bottom that for some reason he wasn't makpid. I myself do it because anyway I'm benching. But the question is to make everybody else do it. They make the women and the children. Yeah, maybe you should. They should hold the kais during benching. Or for example, if you have the briska's shita that you're supposed to hold the kais during that gadda. And according to the Rambam, that there's one Baal Kaira, there's one Baal. Rambam held there's one guy reading the whole Haggadah. Not everybody says the Haggadah, one guy reads it. And you should have all the women holding it the whole time as you're reading.
Holding and serving. Serving the wine.
Well, yeah, so it should be serving at the watch. You're home. I see it. I don't know why during Maggid they're serving. All right. Okay. So far, so good.
Okay.
Now.
I
have a shaila. Comes out that their kiddush cup is taka kiddush like the balabos. It's not an arbakaisis. It turns mamish into a kiddush. Yeah. Tell me on a matzoy Shabbos, which I think it's this year, right? Pesach falls on matzoy Shabbos.
Monday.
No? Okay. You know what? You know how you make kiddush when it falls on matzoy Shabbos? Yak Nahas, right? That's the whole sukkis in Pesach. Yeah, kiddush there, Abdullah's man. In the kiddush, you're supposed to make Havdalah. Yeah, Yak Nahas. So how could a woman drink if women are not supposed to drink from Havdalah?
This kiddush, no.
If you're making each kais into a kiddush cup and Yak Nahas, and the male there say Yak Nahas, huh?
Not supposed to drink from Havdalah.
Women are not supposed to drink from as far as women drink from Havdalah. I think I never heard.
You say that you grow a mustache.
That's because you scare them. Well, the truth is they probably grew mustaches anyway. They blamed it on Havdalah.
But this is kiddush also. Havdalah and kiddush.
Rav Shamsan wants to say his kiddush. That when it's also kiddush, then there's no problem. That's what he wants to say. Kiddush.
Why can you say? Oh, they do daily for kiddush, not for Havdalah. I'm saying the Havdalah. They don't say Havdalah.
That's a nice aura. It's a very nice aura, so they shouldn't be saying it. Who knows if you're going to make them say it?
Well,
they should do. Sure, they say
it. They listen to Havdalah, they also. They all say, but I can't drink it.
Manav Shech, let's make the chesed. If they're saying it, like you're telling me that each one should say it, so then you have a problem, for sure, right? You can't say they're saying it, they don't mean it, right? Elamai, they're not yoitz and Havdalah with you. So how are the yoitz?
They're yoitz and Havdalah with me, but they're holding the cup for themselves, but they're going to be kiddush for the cup, whatever it is.
Carving out the kiddush from the Havdalah.
Yeah, for the kiddush they're holding.
And for the Havdalah, yoitz
with you. Yeah, with him.
All right, maybe you can make such long as that. You slice it up. Give a slice. Kiddush. I'll take 3 pounds kiddush without the Havdalah on the side, okay? Zoom, zoom, zoom. We slice it up. Here, kiddush. Okay, this leaf. No, this is Havdalah. I don't want that slice.
Then they could put the...
Or they put the cup down. Maybe they should put the cup down when it comes to Havdalah.
If you go to the kitchen.
No, but they have to drink it.
Here.
They have to drink it also. And here
they have to hear Havdalah. Nice aura. Let's move on. Now. According to this, I want to say an interesting ha'or. If you learn Taisus, well, what? What's wrong?
He loves this.
He loves this?
Yeah,
there's nothing not to love. There's nothing about it you can't love. This is nothing that you can't love about. This is just... First of all, you have to know it's Rav Shlomo Zalman at his best. This is what they call vintage Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's what he was. He used to grind the halacha.
What safe is the Rebbe using?
Halicha Shlomo, the regular Halicha Shlomo. He knew good. He knew good. The man was klar. It's good. God will Yisrael, what's the topic? Okay, now. What happens after we learn the Taisvis? And according to the way Rabbi Wolf can explain to you, there's two ways to learn up the Taisvis. We can learn up the Taisvis and say, like the Chazainish learns, that it's all about the Bracha al HaKais. Right? And that's what's the Siach is to you. And the Shtia? Forget the Shtia. Not like the Brisker, no Chiv Shtia. Which many learn, right? Like Dilma, we learn it with the brisker of the Zechiv Shtia, and still, somehow the Shtia gets osmosis, the drinking itself goes to the guy, okay, who is being yaitz with him. So what happens if a guy's an old man, and he can't drink wine, he can't, he has diabetes, he can't drink grape juice.
Well,
what Chazon Ish? We don't know what the Chazon Ish, I mean, which side of the Chazon Ish? So I know you Yaitza Kiddush, but you Yaitza...
The drinking's not about it.
The drinking. Because I'm saying, he's like, the Kohen Chazon Ish not Yaitza, the drinking. I'm trying to tell you, Kohen Chazon Ish Pashas, he just Yaitza the Kiddush Al-Kai. The question is, if you learn the Tois like the Brisker Rav, could you come and say Yaitza with the drinking? Could you have a Shemeh Ka'ayna
in the drinking?
Says Rav Shem Zalman Orbach Vayter, yeah, for Shetaisis. When you learn the Taisis, you see that the osmosis can work, that he drinks and I'm Yaitza.
Does that say I'll get it?
We'll have to discuss that. Now, so first of all, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Lamed Hay, Sharatzi and Sivkat Nun Beis. Okay? The simon is.
So the mechaber says, "Misha enosh the yain, mipesh mezikasan." Ah, so he should cook at zma, really start the game.
See, I'm an old man. He can't drink wine. What do you want from the poor guy? What should he do? Yeah.
He's trying to push himself to do it.
Should try to push himself. Says Mr. Bura.
Mipesh mezikah. Rotzei lomar shemitzta'er b'shtiato ve'koev b'roshah mizeh. He gets a headache from it. And I mean, I'm not talking about someone who's mama,
the person's going to get so sick that he's going to die from it, that you can't. Okay, go ahead.
So which Sharatzi do you want to say?
Sharatzi and Siv Katin Nunbet.
Nunbet. Can nearly for sure the ends of Derech Hevut.
Oh, it's not Derech Hevut. I have a better Eitzel. Let him be Yoitzel with the other person. You hear? You should be yaitz with the other person drinking. And he says, look at Tosis. Agalias Kakasha. Tosis himself comes to the maskana of a near lahachmir, that everybody should have his own kais.
That's lahachmir.
He says, that's near lahachmir. He never said clearly you're not yaitz. So therefore, when this is a bidiyabadik case, and you have one person drink, and everybody will be yaitz. Now let's analyze how that works. How does it work? You drink and I'm yaitza. What a lach is that? Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, a chakira. Is the mitzvah to drink? And if the mitzvah is to drink, you know that there's no way you can have a shliach drink for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a mitzvah that you have to go to the Beis HaKisei when have to be. Could you have someone else do it for you? It's a mitzvah shebegufa, right? The very famous ktsois in Simon Kufpei Beis Yivkot Nalev, that you can't have shlichus by Hanochas Tefillin. Mipnei she'ein ha-mitzvah lasis ma'isel shiu ha-tefillin munach mal'oda. Mila de'memei lo shayach shlichus. What about other kaisis? Is the mitzvah to have the dalet kaisis in you? Or is to go to a ma'isel shtiyas dalet kaisis? So Shazamin goes through get lulib shliches shliach tzais kitzi comes out achnir apasha b'das haktzais achayshin b'chol mitzvahs eilu b'vad etzim achilas ha-matzah anochas tvil ha-vekim ha-mitzvah dafka al-yidei achila b'say piv shal zeh v'she'alulib muna b'shas ha-gbo b'yodai shal zeh v'she'yat tfilin al-yodai v'al-chelik zeh na-shliches moyo. Yes, this would apply to shtia too, because shtia means that your mouth should drink. Who said? Maybe the mitzvah of shtia's dal kaisis is that there should be a shtia. Who said? Again, let's repeat. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, what is the mitzvah of dal kaisis? Is the mitzvah to what? To drink? Then I can't send the shliach. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, why? Because the Ktzoi says that any mitzvah should be gufay, but wait a minute. Maybe the mitzvah is not on my hand, but that it should be a maisa of hanochas tefillin. But the tefillin is not that way. Tefillin should be on my hand. Maybe what you call it? Maybe dal kais is not that it should be a shtiyas dal kais through my mouth. but an act of dalit kais, a shtiyah should happen, and I could have shlichus. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, tzad aleph is no, it's my mouth. What's tzad beis then? No, tzad beis is it's takanat that I should drink, but there should be a ma'aser shtiyah done.
And I have to see this ma'aser shtiyah.
We'll talk about seeing. We didn't say yet about seeing. There wasn't one word of seeing yet. Yaitz with him didn't say anything about seeing.
So I can be
stomach on
the
road. Wait a minute.
Like
Eric Shulin. Says the Rosh Hashanah, maybe, the mitzvah of Dalit Kaisis is that Lekavid, the Dalit, the Yomtif, the Cherus, the Pesach, a act of Shtia should happen. So as long as I see, meaning, I don't know, physical yet, we haven't discussed the physical scene, but as long as I'm involved with that drinking, I mean, I drank, I'm already out. That's what Rosh Hashanah is talking about. Very interesting, huh? Tell me, do you remember that I discussed with you that in every Dalit Kaisis there's also Simchas Yontif? Remember yes. Such a thing?
Yesterday.
Interesting. I don't know. Now, Simchas Yontif can't be that I see you drink, right? Can I have Simchas Yontif? If you say that it's the idea of the Dalit, but if you learn that there's a din of Shtiyas Dalit Kaisis, but then a Chadami, maybe he's granted Tzad, there's no Chi of Shtiyas Dalit Kaisis. But then there's no start. It's not starting from anywhere. There's no Chi, so forget about it. Huh? You see, if you learn like the Brisker Rav, you're a little bit in trouble here. Because the Brisker Rav learned there is a din Shtiyah. And once you learn the din shtiyah the way we explained yesterday, it has to do with Yudayai and Yatzah, Simchas Yontif, Adil Masakin, Simchas Yontif. So he say Kavod Yontif. The respect of the Yontif. That's how he says, I'll read it to you. Should I read it to you? Okay. Oydahavirak mitzul chabris leo pesach b'shtiyas dal kaisis. Maybe it's not a mitzvah to drink, it's a mitzvah to mechabed with Vim Kane, Havale Kimoi Kedusha Rabba Shal Shabbos. It's just like Shabbos. What? The Havirak Bari Pia Gofin, Iker, what's the main thing? The Shtiyah. Afilu Hachi Maitzi Acherim Gamaseinim Toim. By Kiddush, I can be Maitzi. But you're not drinking, how can I be Maitzi in a Tima? As if I'm doing it, and the answer since is to be mechabed the Shabbos, so therefore you become my shliach to be mechabed the Shabbos. He says a very big chiddush comes out. If let's say a person would drink wine on Shabbos and he made a bayir pri hagafen and he didn't have in mind kiddush, and then he remembered, oh, kiddush, so he doesn't have to make another bayir pri hagafen because he already made a bayir pri hagafen. He had in mind to drink 10 cups of wine now. And he goes and he has to make kiddush. So you have to make another bari pri hagafen? No, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Very big kiddush. Because the ikar, the kiddush bayayim, is the drinking and not the bari pri hagafen.
Wow.
Can I just clarify something? Can I just something?
Yes.
Can hold. That if Rebbe makes the kiddush, I don't drink, I gotta make a shakal when I drink.
That's right.
So when Rav Shlomo Zalman or worry about cold,
not shakal, bari pri hagafen, you mean?
No. Stop. Rebbe makes kiddush and wine, then we have cakes here. I don't drink from the wine. Yeah. So some points can hold that. If I want to drink Coke afterwards, I have to make my own bracha.
Because the Bayer Pagod doesn't pat to me because I don't have the Bayer Pagod.
No, maybe that's
what he's saying. That
him it comes out.
That's right.
That I'm a mashem yotze.
That's right. But I'm not yotze the bracha. You're not giving me the bracha. That's his marty kiddush. You're not giving me the bracha at all. It's because the kiddush is not about the bracha.
So it comes out of the point that I also have to make a bracha?
Of course, I'm not, because I'm not being yotze with the bracha.
So what am I being yotze here?
I'm just with the drinking.
A different.
So you could continue drinking?
Drinking.
See, same, continue drinking. And that's it. Don't know by Kriyat Gav. No, here's, he says, L'chatchila, you should say, Psukim of Kiddush, like this, it looks like Kiddush.
Yeah, but if I'm yotze the drinking of wine, then obviously I could just drink Coke without making a bracha anymore, no?
No.
Why not?
Well, I had to make a bracha.
Yeah,
the Bichsa had him is not Negeya.
Right, but I'm saying if...
I'm yoitz what you're drinking. I sent you as a shlich to drink Kiddush, that's all. It's such a brilliant Kiddush. On the bottom, he rather brings down that in his early years, Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote the opposite. Which means the famous pshat is the other way around, that the Boyer Pergamon's the Iker. Everybody learns the other way around. You know that. Mm-hmm. Everybody learns that the Iker is the Boyer Pergamon. And the riot is because Hakabi Moshe on the Shtiyah. That's the famous part. I mean, all the yeshivish and Tyre is this Tyre. The Iker is what? The Boyer Pergamon. Rav Soloveitchik, I think, had many shurim on this topic. That the Iker of the Kiddush is the Boyer Pergamon. It's the Bayer Priyagav. It's Mela, it's a Chiddush. It comes out that according to Shem Zalm, the Iker is the Shtiyah, not the Bayer Priyagav. I, how can I be mighty? In terms, I can be mighty. Then he has a very nice Shaila. You hear? The Tzarech in him, Tzarech Listaka, the Lira is the Shtiyah. So, do I have to see it? Do I have to see it?
See what?
I don't know.
I see he's drinking.
Because he's saying a vart. Because is it mamish shliach? Or the taich is that I'm seeing the way you'll be mechabit the Shabbos. I'm involved with the kid, with the covet of Shabbos. And he says I've come out of big chiddush by a cherish. Someone who's deaf that you can't have shliachis, but he still might be yotze because he'll have the riyah shabbai. That guy's deaf. Can I have you shabbai kaina? You can't have shabbai kaina. Right?
Wow, it's true.
But you can have Riyah Kishtiya. So you have to ask somebody, is this such halacha as Riyah Kishtiya? Tell me it's not good stuff. That's how he passed it. You should know Rav Shlomo Zalman. He used to pass it that way. He used to pass it. Chedushim. Golik. Riyah Kishtiya.
No, you can distribute.
Yotzi dechay vasa kiddush hayoyim b'mashu royes hamikadosh shoyis lechvayd hayoyim. When I see you drinking lechvayd hayoyim, I'm yotz. Try. Says a big kiddush. You want to hear kiddush? Mashallah, you're not with me anymore. You want to hear big kiddush? No, so why aren't you writing this? You want to hear this interesting thing? He says, "What happens Shabbos morning?
It's good stuff.
What happens when a guy walks in Shabbos morning and he missed the Bayi Priya Gafin? He missed it. I'm talking about Kiddush. He sees what this guy's drinking up the kais. He
eats a what?
Kiddush.
So now what?
Nothing. He eats a Kiddush.
What can I do now?
Nothing. He eats a Kiddush. I could just tell you, but if you didn't see, if you didn't hear, and you weren't paying attention to see, then it means you didn't have Kiddush. At least, and of course, not Chatchil. It's only B'diyah.
Does he have to say Baruch HaGefen?
No.
Still in the morning, right?
Morning. Try something. Okay. The Gam Niru.
The actual biggest and the Kiddusha Rabbi.
Yes. The Gam Niru.
Just watching the wow.
The Gam Niru. Shebo Echod Lemokoim Shemekadish Chavere Venichnus La'acha Priyachas HaGefen Yochel Lotzis Ayideze Shemavakshe Lo'itzia Bishtiya. Yeah, but I want to be yotze with your drink.
I tell the guy, listen,
he's only yotze with
Kiddush.
He's only yotze.
But that's only when. Wait a minute, that's only when he's doing it for himself. But let's say a Kiddush, a Rav is making a Kiddush. He's anyway having you in mind.
Yeah, but he's having you in mind with his words more. No, is that what?
No,
I don't understand
everything.
Nope.
I don't understand one thing. Wow. He's only yotze with Kiddush. Not with Baruch HaGefen. You have to say it.
That's what you say. So it's machlaik as you, Rav Shlomo Zalman.
Let's say later on. Later on. Let's say. Yeah.
So then you have to make a bayper gafen.
Okay.
But stop a bayper gafen. Not no kiddush.
Yeah, stop.
See, he's talking about kiddush.
No. Okay.
And the car, you have to watch him drink the first ruvias. Not the malavugma. It can't just be like, you know.
Let's put the ruvias.
Now,
oh, very good, very good. He's saying
the what? What?
You would have to watch him drink the milk.
That's right. Maybe. Yeah. Yes, you would have to watch
and show
Blitzkin to stand there, watch him drink the right kais.
As opposed to I just say you want to finish the cup 2 minutes later.
That's right.
Oh, you have to see the
okay, now.
The way it's going now.
Now, what happens when I'm being yaitza by seeing the other guy make kiddush for me? Right? And for example, this guy, this old man by Pesach night can't drink, so he's being yaitza with the other guy. Should he hold his kais then, or should he shouldn't be bothered?
No,
he shouldn't even bother. The yesh ladim b'chiyai gavna. She'ena shayse hayayin klal yesh maila b'chizis hakois. Should he bechlal hold the cup? I'm anyway not drinking. You're drinking. The hakois is for me.
Maybe you should have a meister pula in this matter.
Kedei shiyoy magala kaponim lefikach al hakois v'tzarichin. So let's go back now to our original Shiloh. Our original Shiloh was the Minig, yeah? The Tut Stad. I'm being yoitz with the other person. And still, what are we saying? That you should hold the kais. What? So normally the way it works is that he's doing the Kiddush, he's holding the kais, and I'm doing the shtiyah. What about the reverse? He's doing the shtiyah, he's saying the kiddush, and I'm holding the kais. Huh?
He's going to take from you, he has left the kais.
Again. Why do I have to hold the kais? What would be the reason that I have to hold the kais? Which means it's like this. In other words, let's say I'm being yaitz a kiddush with the balabas. I'm being yaitz with the balabas kiddush. Being yaitz the balabas, and he says the kiddush, and he is being yaitz me, okay. And afal pk, everybody holds the kais. So I asked you, how does that work? How does it work? And the answer is, we said a vart that the bracha that he makes. Just I borrow the words. So therefore, when I hold it, it's good. That's what we say. But if you learn like the Chazon Ish, that he's being mighty me for what? For the pu'ul also, there's taka no point of holding the kais. You gain nothing from it. Right? Aitil. Or maybe no, we could say fakir. Even if what? I'm taking from you the words that were said ala kais. They were 2 meters. I can still hold the kais. So let's say I'm being yaitz with his shtiyah, and you hold it's the act of shtiyah. So then there's taka no reason to hold the kais. But if you hold, then it's not the act of shtiyah. But rather, it's that there should be a shtiyah in a kais shel kiddush, like the original vart of the Chazon Ish Kilu, that there's no chiyuv shtiyah. So it could come out that you could do one thing and I could do the other thing. So what's wrong if I hold my kais? Your kais is also kiddush, and you drank. Would that take away that my kais is not a kais or kiddush? I don't know, maybe not. Maybe that's the tzarech. I'm trying to figure out what the tzarech is. What's this kiddush? You're making kiddush and you're drinking it, and everything's you, and I still might have to hold the kais. Why? The what?
I mean
this first chav. He doesn't say that. He's saying in order to be taka hagodah la kais. But you're being mighty me. Unless he's not going on, maybe he's only going on the watcher call on the second cup, not on the first cup. Maybe he's only going on the first cup, the second cup. On the kiddush cup, there wouldn't be a tzad to hold it.
Kiddush.
Yeah, but I'm asking you like this. Let's say your cup is a kiddush cup and my cup is a kiddush cup. Right? Could my cup become, I would say like this, maybe you should hold it. Your cup should also become a kiddush cup, and he should drink from your cup to be kind of din that there should be a shtir mikayshel kiddush. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Okay, you make kiddush. I'll use his words. My kais becomes a kiddush, and let him drink my kais. This is the chiddush I want to say. It could be if you can't drink, you hold the kais, you make the kiddush, and let somebody else drink from your kais or kiddush. I like it. You hear? Well, let's say you go to a hospital. We let that happen. What do you mean? That you make kiddush and let someone else drink it? I know. What's wrong with that? I make kiddush.
Okay, it's case by almana. No, you go to almana's house.
That's the story I'm telling. Let's you go to the hospital. So let the guy make his own kiddush. Let the guy make his own kiddush, and you drink from his kiddush. What's a schlecht? Okay, this is what I want to say for today.
You want to be yotzer from this kiddush, or you don't?
No, yotzer from everybody's kiddush. I make my kiddush. You make your kiddush. You hold, you could say,
and you drink,
and the shtiyah, his shtiyah. What's wrong with that? I'm saying, why do you have to make it? You shouldn't make kiddush. Make kiddush. He wants it. You're making the kiddush. He, because you're buying prayer garments for nothing. What's wrong if he'll drink from your kiddush? That's what I want to say for chiddush with that. I want you to go ask your local rabbi.
Rabbi.
Okay? What should be that I make the kiddush where I can't drink, I'll let you drink from it. Drink one and a quarter cup. Unless maybe it's too much wine for you to drink some. That's why I want to be yaitz with you. Okay, that's the shit for today. Okay? And mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, Urhatz. Okay? We did Kaddish. I think we touched on Kaddish. We did good. Good? Yeah!
Yes, yes.
We'll talk.